Turn with me to the book of Daniel. It's right after the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel and then Daniel. It's another book that's kind of hard to find once in a while. Daniel chapter 2. And I'll read it verse 1. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 1. In the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams, wherewith his spirit was troubled, and his sleep brake from him. Then the king commanded and called the magicians, the astrologers, the sorcerers, the Chaldeans, for to know the king, to show the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king, and the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. For sake of time, all these sorcerers, magicians, they stood before the king. But the king had something that was strange to them. The king had forgotten what the dream was, but he knew it troubled him. So he told these wise men of that kingdom, says, you show me the dream, then I'll know the interpretation is right. But these men said, O king, no king has ever asked somebody to show him something like this. But he says, you have a certain amount of time to do it, or all the wise men will be slain. So we'll drop down to verse 17. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, his companions, which were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men in Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. He changeth the times and seasons. He removeth kings. He setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God, of my fathers, who hath given me wisdom and might, and hath made known unto me now what we desire of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. So the king went in, but I want you to look at this portion. Daniel, with his friends, they sought the Lord in this matter. They went home and they prayed about this matter, that the Lord were to reveal this matter to them, that they would not perish with the wise men of Babylon. And in the night, the Lord showed Daniel in a vision what the king's dream was and what the interpretation was. And in the morning, Daniel, he rose up and he blessed the God of heaven that revealed unto him this deep secret. I like this little phrase. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what's in the darkness. It reminds me of a verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. As it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor hath entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. Yea, He searcheth the deepest things of God. And how is the deep things of God revealed to us in the day we live? The Spirit of God that dwells within opens up the Scripture to us, reveals the deep things of God to our hearts. And this same Spirit revealed to Daniel the king's dream and the interpretation of it. Now let's go down to verse 31. Verse 30. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. Thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent. But I want you to back up to verse 28. Daniel realized when he was at his home, God revealed this to him. It was something that touched his heart to begin with. And here's what he said to the king. But there is a God in heaven that reveals secrets. Daniel, that night, when the Lord revealed this to him, he realized afresh, there is a God in heaven. Now I wonder if you and I have ever come to a moment in our life's experience when we find out there is a God in heaven that reveals His secrets. Has it ever touched your heart when the Lord speaks to you directly? The message comes from heaven. I was touched with this scripture as I was reading it, my daily reading. There is a God in heaven. And it touched His heart. And it touched his heart before he went in to see the king. The message that was revealed to him touched his own heart. And then he was able to go to the king. Just like a message that touches our heart, we can go and tell the people of God, there is a God in heaven. And he tells the king what the dream was, and the interpretation of it. This is a dream, verse 36. And we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power and strength and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, beasts of the field, and so on. It says, thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the God of heaven has given thee a kingdom. He was able to show to this king, Nebuchadnezzar, not only that there was a God in heaven, But this God had given him his kingdom. Do you know what? Later on in his life, he forgot that. His pride was lifted up, and he said, "Behold, this kingdom that I have made." And the words were yet in his mouth. And King Nebuchadnezzar was driven from his kingdom. He ate grass like the ox. The dew of heaven was upon him. His fingernails grew until the time came when he acknowledged that there is a God in heaven. Then his kingdom was restored to him. What a marvelous thing happened to King Nebuchadnezzar. And he could say at the end of that, "Blessed be the God of heaven." But King Nebuchadnezzar, he heard the words of Daniel, the dream and the interpretation. And the king had to bow his head and acknowledge there is a God in heaven. And the interpretation came to pass. But Nebuchadnezzar, even though this man, Nebuchadnezzar the king, even though he had a trouble with idolatry, he had a trouble with pride, yet God used this king to fulfill his will. I myself believe I'll see Nebuchadnezzar in heaven. Maybe there's different opinions. But he humbled his heart. And he blessed the God of heaven. I wonder if that's our portion today. That you and I might honor the Lord in all that we do. And the deep secrets that God has showed us, that we might enjoy them for ourselves and pass them on to others.